Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Gar is here, too. Tom is a member of my Brain Trust. He is President, CEO Chief Operating Officer, of Profitability Revolution, LLC. You know our good friend Ruth King. He's part of her organization. They work together over there, and he has a long track record, a long history of plowing the North 40 in the marketplace like you and I do, and he's here to share some of those ideas with us. Tom Gar, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. Good to have you back on the show. One of the things I was telling the audience is that if they go to my website right now, smallbusinessadvocate.com, they'll see that our poll this week is about what is the single biggest challenge that your small business faces right now. And 6 out of 10 so far, this has only been up for a day or so, 6 out of 10 of our respondents have said, we need more customers. Now, when I hear people say that to me, I wonder if they've thought of all the different ways that you have to go out and find a new customer. And a lot of times they think, well, I've advertised, I've done marketing, my salespeople go out and knock on doors, we call on the phone, blah, blah, blah. But you and I know that there are an infinite number of ways to go out to find customers, to get to come in and do business with you. And you got one of those ways that you want to talk about right now, don't you?
Yes, I do. My long history in the financial business, I was a Wall Street guy for 15 years, and then I ran an investment firm for 15 years, and now I'm doing this. And one of the big issues is to try to not only get customers, but even if you get a customer, you make that one sale, how do you know that relationship is secure and you get to keep it? Mm-hmm. And because this not only keeps that relationship, but it can feed and get you more customers.
I've always said that I'm all, the only day that I'm more thrilled than when a customer first does business with me is the day that they come back and do business with me again.
I completely agree. I think that is the system. And what I wanted to talk about, you and I, is something that I got going maybe 30 years ago, when they call it the favor bank system. And it's based on one premise, and that is whether the customer wants to admit it or not, or they articulate it or not, they want to get the absolute most amount of resources or product from you at the cheapest price. And you, on the other hand, want to get the most amount of revenue and profitability from that customer, including repeat sales, for the least amount of cost expended. So how do you manage and find that optimum spot in the middle where everybody's happy and both sides get value? And that's what the favor bank system is all about.
Well, no question. And it's a way of – and even – and the beauty of it is a lot of the things that you can do to make deposits as you talk about don't cost you anything, but it makes a huge difference to the customer.
That's exactly right. It is a very big deal. And one of the ways that I try to do it whenever I get involved with a new client, either whether they've already done that first piece of business or I can see it coming, is to try to put myself in that person's shoes running their business. Now, you're not running the customer's business for them, mm-hmm. but the customer wants you to be an extension of him, of a resource. They don't want, you may be selling, and they may know you're selling, but they don't want to be thinking of you as selling. They want you as a resource, and so you've got to figure out what you have to do to assist him so that when the time comes to make a withdrawal from the favor bank, i.e. sell him something that you want to sell, he's going to listen to you and give you a shot.
And let's talk about what a favor is first, Tom, because, you know, one of the things that I used to do, I did it when I had customers, when I worked for other companies. I did it back in when I had my consulting company, and had small business clients, and I do it now. And that's to, I think about my customers, my clients, at times when they're surprised that I'm thinking about them. And by that, what I do, how they know that is I might call them at 7 o'clock at night, and or text them or send them an email or something, and just say, hey, I've been thinking about so and so. What do you think about this? And they actually appreciate the fact that somebody else is thinking about them and trying to help them solve their problems. It's not just them all by themselves.
I think you've absolutely nailed it. And I'll tell you another, I'll give you an add-on to that
one. But my point is, most people don't think of that as a favor, but it is, isn't it?
It's an enormous favor, because what you're doing is you're talking to the customer in his language, and that's the big point. When people try to sell me stuff, I tell them, hey, tell it to me in my language. Tell it to me in the way I only care about it. I don't care about what you care about. Show me how I care about it. And here's another point I'll make, is the time when it really works is when business for the customer is slow. That's where you pick up market share, because the phone's never ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to make yourself, and if you do things for them and let them know you're thinking about them, and I can give you a lot of examples.
Go ahead, give us a couple of examples.
All right, for example, you're getting the business starting, and you know you're going to have to do taxes at some point, and you have an accounting firm or an accountant who's helping you, but suddenly you realize that you got to have payroll handled, and you don't know how to do it. Now, accounting firms don't do payroll, but they might know who to go to,
right.
And they might have other clients that have had an example, so that accountant can keep the business with you as opposed to the other 5 million accountants you could hire, mm-hmm. because you helped them with that other problem. That's mm-hmm. an example. There can be HR issues where there's somebody that's working for your customer and the guy's giving him a problem, and maybe you have some commonality with that person and you can get involved and say, hey, let me talk to this guy a little bit and let's just see what's going on. Maybe because I had this problem in my other life.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to watch for the signals. I mean, it's different in every case.
And when you do those things, like, for example, when I was the example I gave about calling the customer, some of that, by the way, was before we had email, so I had to call them. I was going to make contact with them. But my point is, when they got their bill from me that next month, that phone call was not on the bill.
That's exactly right. And remember,
that's how it became a favor.
Right, and remember another part about the favor bank. If you do it right, it's not only about getting the sale and the repeat sale for you. It's keeping the next son of a gun from getting in and taking the business from you.
It's exactly right. And it's a little bit, see, this is what Robert Ringer, who wrote The Winning Through Intimidation, this is what he called intimidation. Not aggressive intimidation, but my point is, you're doing such a good job for them, they're afraid not to do business with you because they might miss something.
Right, and they want to be, and in Robert Ringer's other book, Looking Out for Number One,
yep.
he talks about that too, and I agree with you completely.
Quick break, right back with Tom Garr. Give us that website, Tom.
ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
All right, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Check it out, folks. You'll like it. 20 after. When we come back, we're going to talk about what this has to do with reputation awareness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.